Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael for this Faith and Freedom Show here on Frank Talk 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. This next segment, the entire hour, is going to be quite, I think it's going to be exciting. I'm going to tell you a story in real life. In this Faith and Freedom Show, we normally talk about the issues on a constitutional basis, the biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. I have a biblical reference, and that's where I get, if you give me an issue, and sometimes people ask me a question, David, what do you think about this? Sometimes if I haven't done my homework on a constitutional basis or biblical basis on the issue, I'll just dodge the question, or I'll find an aspect of it that I can address, because I try to address things not based on my opinion, but what is true. What is true? What a lot of people avoid these days is just kind of a religious superstition. What is true about all that junk? When people raise really weird stories about what's going on, I've got a story today that I'm going to tell you about. And it's I promised last week, we had the program where I was playing these interviews of the different candidates running for office in Florida. I said last week that I was going to tell you about the story of when I was on the edge and I had this adventure that we went on. And when we went on the adventure, there was some impending doom built into it. So you're going to hear the story. And what it is in about a minute or so, you're going to hear me rebroadcasting what I broadcast last week as a prelude to the rest of the story. So I want you to stick with this. This is really a true story. You're going to be able to read it yourself. Actually, you can't read this. You can read the story behind the story at faithfreedoms.org. You can go to faithfreedoms.org or type in my name, David Allen Carmichael, and get a link to my website. And there's a book, Faith the Final Frontier. It's really an autobiography. It's got some exciting things that happened that really happened. And it's going to test your understanding, or challenge your understanding of what you think is true about divine intervention. And I think it'll help your perception. If you're all into worshiping science, hey, this will be a little empirical evidence of whether or not there's a possibility of divine intervention. So get ready and stay tuned as I'm playing again what happened last week. This is this first segment that I'm going to play is a portion of what I played last week. In the next two segments, I will tell you the rest of the story. Now, I have to tell you a story. I wrote a book. It's called Faith of Final Frontier. You can find out about it if you go to my website. If you type in a browser or a URL address thing on your computer, David Allen, that's A-L-A-N, David Allen Carmichael.com.net.org. Either way, you can get to my website. And what you're going to find there, if you scroll down, you're going to see a book that I've written, Faith of Final Frontier. It's a story in real life. It's a story. It's an autobiography. And it's available for free if you click those links, and there's a PDF file, the actual PDF document file that we sent to the printers in 2004 to have the book printed. And so you have the ability to get that for free, and it's an important read. I just got some feedback from somebody in Indiana who had a friend who was in a bad situation. They had lost their job, and they were, obviously, they've got to do something. They've got to find work. They've got to feed their family. They've got to take care of family medical bills, make sure the mortgage is paid, all those things, whatever was necessary. And as the guy was going through this trauma of being out of work, not providing for his family, and trying to find a way to get a job and things like that, a friend of mine gave him this book, Faith, the Final Frontier, that you can get off our website. And the guy started reading it. And he got to a point where in the book, it chronicles situations in my life where I went, if I'm really literally a Christian and I really believe the Bible is true, then I should be able to go to my Heavenly Father and have conversations. Jesus was demonstrating what we ought to be doing. And so I came to a point in my life where I realized I want to talk to God, and I want God to talk to me. And I want to be in a situation where if he speaks, I'll have to be obedient, just like it was in the Bible when God would say, go do this. And people would struggle with it, whether they had enough faith to do what God told them to do. And then when they did what he said, all of a sudden they could see why he said it. And I wanted that kind of faith. I wanted that kind of faith where God speak to me, and I want to be in a situation where if you don't come through, I'm sunk. So that actually happened to me. And God spoke to me one day on a particular thing, and he said something in particular to do, and it was against what you would do rationally. It was actually counter to what made sense. And I had to deal with, did God really talk to me? If he did, I have to really do what he said in spite of what everybody around me thinks and is saying, etc., etc. And maybe even the physical consequences that I fear could happen to me if things don't go beyond perfect. This book, Faith of Final Frontier, is a chronicle of events in my life like that. And once that happened, by the way, other things began to happen where I began to more readily recognize the voice of God speaking and know it and have a greater challenge on each occasion to obey him. It began to become more costly, but the results, the divine intervention that followed, was even more glorious. And so that's what this book is, Faith of Final Frontier. So a friend of mine gave this guy this book, and he said, you might want to read this. You know, I've got a friend who lost his job, his career, and he put himself in a position where if God didn't come through, he was sunk. And God came through, and I think you ought to read this book. So the guy started reading the book, and he came to a place where he realized he wanted God to be in control of whatever happened. So he began to pray, I guess, and he really got a place where he understood that actually God spoke to him and told him not to do what made sense. In other words, going out and finding the job in the conventional way is the thing that makes sense. It's responsible. It's the Christian man thing to do. But he got what he understood in his prayer time is that God spoke to him and told him to wait. No, don't go for that job. Don't go for that. Don't go for that. And in the book, there was instances where people said, hey, you can get a job over here at this place. I said, what are they paying? $6.50 an hour. I thought, well, if I get $6.50 an hour, I'll die and I won't have time to make the $25 an hour I need to survive. So I tell them, no, thank you, you know, lovingly. Well, if that's why you fail, you're not even willing to work. I said, no, I'm willing to work. I'm just not willing to die while I'm doing it. That's the kind of thing that's in the book. So this guy was reading this and he was praying and he really came to a place where he knew that Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, spoke to him and told him, wait, don't do that. Don't go get a job right now. Wait. Well, in this email that was sent to me, the guy got mad at my friend. He said, look at you. Why did you give me this book? So essentially he was accountable. Because he read it affected him. He applied it, the biblical principles in there. He applied it in his life. God spoke to him. He heard God. And now he's got to obey. And then he had an example of seeing other people in a similar situation. And he kind of felt like he was stuck. He basically knew what God's will was for his life. And he couldn't do anything else. It turns out that things are looking up. There's let's just say that there's come something in his life where he's actually applying kind of his dream. And hopefully and prayerfully it'll be very successful. But there was a testimony that somebody got in that position where if God didn't come through for them, they were stuck, they were sunk. And they just hung in there and said, okay, God, I'm trusting you. And boom, miracle. So that's what this book is, Faith of Final Frontier. And it's on my website. The reason I'm going to tell you about it is because I was going to tell you a story. I was going to tell you a story that's not in the book. And in this show, we talk about things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis right versus wrong. Ultimately, my sneaky goal is to get you willing to listen to my crazy radio show. That's really what, because there's going to be times when I'm going to tell you stories that are true, and it may be affecting your life eternally, maybe affecting your children's lives. That's what I'm here for. I'm doing what God told me to do. On the edge, not knowing how we're going to survive, but this is what I'm supposed to do. Well, let me just tell you, in my story, you can look it up on the internet, and you're going to find out about a federal case that was going on. But I lost my job, let's just say that. And it was in a very strange situation. So while I'm writing this book, I'm living this life of faith where I'm doing what God asked me to do in spite of it not promising any survival. Yet, just by and by, surviving. Little divine intervention here and there as we go. And it was chronicled in the book. Well, guess what? During this time, and we're fairly impoverished, and we're kind of we're subject of ridicule inside the church and outside the church. And things were going well. It was kind of a very difficult time when we would come. My wife would come up for a need prior to this time. She'd say, do we have any money for so-and-so? We'd open up an envelope. There'd be cash in it. And she would go out and spend the money. But during this time of poverty, she would come up and say, hey, do we have money for something? And I would turn to her and say, is it a need? And she says, yes, it's a need. I would reach in a little box I had to see if there was any money in there. It didn't matter how much. And I would pull it out. If it was a need, that's what that money was for. It didn't matter if there was a bill due tomorrow. If there's a need now, and I reach in the till and pull it out, yes, we have money for the need. That was a strange life compared to what we had lived before, where we knew how much we were going to make every week. We would budget it. We are being responsible. We're giving. We are saving. We're budgeting our spending for gifts and vacations, and things were going really well. Then suddenly, God spoke, and my life changed. So we shifted to this time where we were literally living on the edge. And during this time, I kept taking my family to motorhome sales events. And it was beautiful. Boy, we'd get in these wonderful motorhomes and we'd imagine going down the highway and visiting different places in complete luxury. And my wife would say, what are you doing? Why are you tormenting us with this? We're never going to do this. And I said, no, you're wrong. I would not be doing this, touring motorhomes, if we weren't going to do it. Now, God did not tell me, oh, you're going to win this monstrous earth-shaking lawsuit that needed to be done to correct the person who was misbehaving. And you're going to have something available to bless your family with. He didn't say that. I got a sense it was going to happen. I knew I was supposed to be filing suit against this agency to correct them because it was the right thing to do. But I never got a sense that, God didn't tell me I was going to win, but I had a sense that we were going to prevail and that there would be God would show off on our behalf and that I'd be able to bless my family. So I took them to all these shows, and for 5 years we studied motorhomes. There came a day where I was able to go out and buy a motorhome for cash, a brand new, only driven from the manufacturer to the dealership in Indiana, a motorhome for cash. And I kept it for about 6 months, sold it for cash, and lived off the value thereof. But we spent 6 months, or I'm sorry, not 6 months, 60 days driving around the country. We went from Virginia to the Florida Keys, Key West, came back up to North Carolina Mountain, spent a week there, drove across to the West Coast, North Seattle, worked our way down Southern California, and then worked our way back. And the crazy thing was, before I left Virginia, I didn't have the money to get back. We left on the trip without enough money to get home. So that's what I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to stay tuned. Now, stick with this for the next hour, because you're going to hear things that you will maybe never hear in your life, and it may affect your life forever. So stick with this Faith and Freedom Show. Yes, ultimately, issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis of right versus wrong. On Frank Talk 104.3 FM, David Allen Carmichael will be back for another segment designed especially for you.